Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. The CDC put out an urgent warning yet again to Americans to stop vaping to avoid lung illness. Officials are reporting 450 possible vaping-related illnesses across 33 states. At least three people have died, and all three people are believed to have used e-cigarettes. CDC officials believe a chemical is responsible, but a single substance, product, or device has not been identified, so they cannot pinpoint exactly what it is. So, be careful. Like, maybe just put down the vape for a second.
I'm not a big fan of vaping, so I'm all for putting down the vapes.
Liv?
I threw my Juul out on Friday.
Oh, man.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Good.
I was so scared things in the news. I'm like, it's just not worth it.
No, it's not. And I don't know what else to tell you, Liv. This is honestly not trying to attack you, but I got some more bad news for you.
Oh, no.
There is a nationwide shortage of the hard seltzer White Claw. Not even making this up. This is a real legit thing.
I saw it all over social media, and my fridge is stocked, so I feel like I have a gold mine in there.
Why would you say that? Now everybody's going to raid your place.
All the flavors.
This is so scary.
The company said they are working hard to increase the supply of the drink, but it isn't known when store shelves will be fully restocked. White Claw sales increased by almost 300% this summer compared to last year. Then there's a study that looked into, well, what states are actually all about the White Claw, and the top 10 are Ohio, Missouri, Tennessee, Iowa, West Virginia, Delaware, Kentucky, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Indiana, rounding out your top 10.
Do you think Truly had anything to do with this?
Oh,
I mean, because their sales now are going to skyrocket. That's their leading competition.
Well, I think this also has something to do with summer coming to an end. I feel like White Claw is such a summer drink, and now that summer is coming to an end, they finally just can't keep up with the stockage.
I'm not sure what the exact issue is, but now, like today, I want to go invest as much as I can and just clear all the shelves and then sell it for a profit.
I have tons. How much did I sell each one for?
Well, how much is like a pack normally?
Let's look it up. I don't know.
I think like around like probably $12 or
something. Oh, then you could easily sell that for $25, Mackenzie. Double
a
your
piece?
Money. Yes.
Honestly, we could have it coming out of here. We could give people this address and we'd say stop by in the morning. Mm-hmm. And me and
Porkchop. That's great. On your way to work.
Yeah, you guys, you and Joe can continue talking and me and Porkchop will handle all the money and the transactions.
So at Target, you can get it for $14.99.
All right, $30. We're selling it for $30 a
12 pack. That's
yep,
a 12 pack.
Yep, you want it, come see us. You can DM us, Radio Now AM Show. We will hook you up. What's the most annoying thing about our coworkers? Well, apparently, it's poor hygiene. Researchers surveyed workers and found that 43% of people say poor hygiene, including stinky armpits and bad breath, was the most annoying thing about working with other people. A third of employees were bothered by colleagues who ignored emails, closely followed by those who left a common area, like a kitchen we might have, like a mess. I can't stand that too, but we have a kitchen downstairs. It's kind of like a big building thing, so that doesn't really happen, but yeah, I mean, I've worked with people not here, but like where their breath really was funky. We give Porkchop a hard time. Sometimes he's got a little stank breath, but I've worked with people, I'm like, whoa, like I can't talk to you.
That is so foul.
Like, I don't
it's
like
really
people
bad.
Up in my personal space, and then you really get up in those issues, and it's hard.
It's terrible. It's hard. So, and finally, wrapping up Need to Know News today, sports-wise, Kevin Harvick won the Brickyard 400 that happened this past weekend in Indianapolis, Indiana at IMS. The Chargers beat the Colts. It was overtime. Though, so maybe they're going to be okay this year. The final 30-24, and the Texans are going to be on the TV tonight. Monday Night Football taking on the New Orleans Saints. So we'll give you an update tomorrow about who wins that game. But that's Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now.